is a wonder in my soul. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, once more and again we come before you in the humblest way that we know how, giving your name the thanks and the praise for the many blessings you already bestowed upon us. We thank you, God, for bringing us together one more time. And God, I'm in need of you. I thank you for the fresh anointing that you've already sent in this place, God, that will make preaching right easy. And I thank you, God, for giving your people a listening ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto our church. We thank you for continuing to move by your power. Move by your Spirit, God. Heal, Lord. Deliver. Save to the uttermost. We thank you, God, for being just who you are. This is my prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' sweet name we pray. And amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. The choir is singing up, sir. Hallelujah! Yes. We praise God for them, allowing God to use them. Because you know, sometimes the enemy try to come into things and just sit on you. Hallelujah. And you won't let go like you could. Amen. If you were thinking on the goodness of the Lord. But on tonight, they allow God to use them. And we are grateful. We thank God for our pulpit guests, Ella Lewis and my baby. Amen. And all the ministers of the gospel to this very fine pastor. We thank God for you. Amen. Praise God. I remember when my husband passed. Praise God. And he gave me a call. And I said, I was just glad to hear from him. Amen. And I thank God for him. Praise God. And then he called for us to be here for a revival. And I was grateful again. Not just for the coming for the revival, but I was just glad to hear from him. And I thank God for him. Praise God on tonight. Praise God. And for my beautiful sister in the Lord, Pastor Annie Wade. That's my big sister, and she's on the move, y'all. Reverend and Pastor Hat, thank God for you all. Amen. Praise God. And Elder Walker, Master Hawken, Master Bass, and who else, minister? Raise your hand. Come on, y'all. Yeah. My baby in the back, all of you. Don't want to leave nobody out, because every one of you are important. Amen. On tonight, we thank God for the ushers. Praise God there and the deacons. Everybody that came out on tonight. And Lord have mercy, I've been so excited. Praise God. I was just excited, and I asked God what he want me to give to his people. Amen. And I often tell them that you might have something else in mind to tell. But if you consult God, he'll give you what to say. Amen. Praise God, because I know what God called out tall with it. Amen. And when you tall, when you want something from him, he'll come to your rescue. Amen. So praise God, I'm going to give you what the Lord gave to me. Amen. And I believe it'll help all of us that's in here on tonight. Go to the book of Isaiah 43. Amen. Isaiah 43. Amen. And we want to, I'm going to start at the 10th verse, and my main verse is going to be the 11th verse. So you'll get a little bit of reading on what the word is talking about on tonight. And it reads, praise God, forgive me. Thank God for Prophet William in the choir. My keyboard player and drum player. Praise God. Don't want to leave nobody out. Because God is good. And he's worthy to be praised. And you give honor where honor is due. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God. Amen. Praise God. 10th verse said, ye are my witness, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed. Woo! Ain't that powerful right there? Woo! Hallelujah. Neither shall there be after me. I, he said, am the Lord. And beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown. When there was no strange God among you, therefore you are my witness, says the Lord, that I am God. Is that right?
Yes.
Don't that sound good?
Yes.
Right by itself?
Yes.
He is God. And besides him, there is no other. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to leave a little thought. There is nobody like our God. Amen. Huh? You try to look at these other gods, but there ain't nobody like our God. Because he said there won't never be for him. And there ain't going to be never after him. Wow. So let me give y'all a few of the notes that I got. He said, I even am the Lord. And beside me, there is no Savior. There ain't no Savior besides him. Now, if you think your mama, your daddy, your papa, your sister, your brother, your pastor, your minister, you think anybody can save you? There ain't nobody that can save you but the Lord. None but God can save men. Man cannot make atonement for his fault. And then in this passage is found the telling point of the gospel. And the contention arising, sailing anger. Amen. Infinitely, praise God, it is declared that the Lord
praise God, is the only Savior. And Satan deceived men into believing otherwise. Now he's doing his job, and we got to do ours. We got to hold up the bloodstained banner. We got to live for Jesus and put no other God before him. Hallelujah. Now the Israelites were commanded not to make an engraved image of God. Why? Because God made us, praise God, we didn't make him. A God you can make is a God you can control and make to do whatever you wish. Hallelujah! But there ain't no God like our God. The ancient Greek had a host of gods. All of them were created by man. Some of them would demand human sacrifices. Others permit prostitution. And even promoted it in their temple. Hallelujah! But there is no God like our God. Praise God. When we reverse order and start to create God in our own image, according to our imagination, we get the following things. Here's what will happen. Hallelujah. A God who liberal or conservative. Amen. One that's generous, not stingy. Conservative, opposed to change. A hawk or a dove. Thank you, Lord. A God political conventionally pulled out of a box at election time to garnish votes even though they don't truly serve him. A flexible God who permits you to do whatever you want. And you can then say, well, I just felt led to do it. A God who promised to bless his children, but he don't never discipline them. Huh? A God you can keep in his place until you need him. A God who is not supreme, but happy to be one of many diligent offering many ways to heaven. Not so. God says, I, am the Lord, and beside me, there is no other. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one come to the Father except through me. Now, if you think you coming to him on your own, well, you fighting a losing battle. God, you got to come through him. Amen. You can't save yourself. I can't save myself. It's Jesus. Don't save us. We'll be lost. Huh? But you gotta want him when he offer you the invitation.
Listen, Jesus don't need a makeover to bring him into alignment with the internet and the space age. He is Lord. Indeed, if he is not Lord over all, he is not Lord at all. But one thing about it, he's Lord over all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Proverbs 9:10 says, the fear of the Lord, come on now, is the beginning of wisdom. Huh? And the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Amen. And once again, the Holy Spirit tells us that, praise God, all of our knowledge, come on, is furtive. Unless, in other words, that word furtive means vain, a useless. Hallelujah. We don't have the fear of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. That is the beginning of wisdom and that alone. Hallelujah. You don't fear God. That don't mean you're scared of him. That means you respect him. You honor him. You glorify him for who he is. Hallelujah. He is God. And besides him, there is no other. So don't say you're saving. Be playing, you know, playing church. This thing is real. You either save or you ain't saved. And if you don't want to, leave him alone. Because he ain't no play toy. Hallelujah. But I know for sure, when the Lord come into your life, he'll bring about a change. You won't be the same old person that you used to be. You'll come out and you'll obey God and do what he tells you to do. That's referencing here. Thank you, Jesus. In a world out of control, we like a God we can't control. A confronting presence who bless, provide, and advise. Kind of like God. Come on now. In a box. Put when it come to Christ. No box work. You can't put him in a box. Tell him what to do. No, he tell us what we must do. Hallelujah. And don't you say, Lord, when I already not do that later. When God tell you to do something, that's the time to do it. When he told you to do it. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Kind of like God in a body, but when it comes to Christ, can't put him in no box. Amen. His compromising designs and assortment of box for him. But he never fit in any of the boxes. They call him a revolutionary. But he paid taxes. They labor him as a country carpenter. But he confounded or confuses scholars. Hallelujah. You know you got some people that's called, they got a little education. You can't tell them nothing. Lord have mercy. But he ain't going to get no education like they did. He was as a vocation. He is as a vocation. You can't confuse him. And look at him. They came to see his miracles. But he refused
to entertain them. Huh? That's all someone want anyhow. When they want him, they want a miracle. But what were you doing before you got like you was? Huh? Amen. Hallelujah. He is a miracle. You want to see one? Look at Jesus. Look at his word. He is a miracle. He was a Jew who attracted the Gentiles. A rabbi who gave up on synagogues. A holy man who hung out with streetwalkers. Hallelujah. In a male-dominant society, he rescued females. Praise God. In other words, he enlisted new soldiers. In an anti-Roman culture, his option not to denounce Rome. He talked like a king. Yeah, he lived like a pilgrim. Woo. Just passing through. People tried to put him in a box, but they couldn't. And we can't either. Indeed, we must not. Skilled living gets it started in the fear of God. Insight into life and knowing a holy God. And most of our fears are unhealthy. Amen. They rob us of peace and joy. But fear of the Lord does the opposite. We should fear him. Honor him. Respect him. Hallelujah. And then your change will come. You want peace? Huh? You want peace? Get him in your heart. And everything can be up a roar all around you. But you can still have peace. I believe you said in the midst of your storm. Amen. That's the kind of God that we serve. Hallelujah. There ain't no other God like that God. Thank you, Lord. There is nothing neurotic. Amen. And that's a, praise God, nervousness about fearing God. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. The neuroticist thing is not to be afraid. Or to be afraid of the wrong things. When God is fully revealed to us and we get it, then we experience the conversion of our fear. Fear of the Lord is the deepest saying recognition that we are not God. In other words, we ain't God. So don't think you can put yourself and do what God do. We are not God. He is God. So don't you try to act like you God. Hallelujah. We God people. We can't take God's place and do what God is born to be doing in the midst of his people. It's God that brings deliverance. It's God that touches your mind. It's God that opens up your understanding. It's the Lord doing. Hallelujah. Some people, Lord, give them a little knowledge of self. I'm telling you the truth. They get above themselves. and they'll look at you like you don't know nothing. They can look at me all they want to. But one thing I do know. I know he saved my soul from sin. And I know another thing. He is keeping me in these last and evil days. Now what the world is in an uproar now, you need Jesus. Somebody you can go to. Somebody you can lean on. Somebody you can depend on. Somebody you can accept as your personal Savior. You need him. Matthew 17:5 said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear him. That what it said? Hear him. And on the Mount of Transfiguration, y'all remember that? Moses, the lawgiver, Elijah, who represent the prophets, stood side by side with Jesus. But Jesus outshone them all. That means, praise God, he outshined them all. Shone is past it. Hallelujah. But in the midst of, he outshined them all. Because he is God. And there ain't no God like our God. Lord, have mercy. The Bible says his clothes shimmer, glistening white. God knows. Whiter than any bleach could make them. You know nowadays the bleach is kind of weak, ain't it? It don't do. The bleach don't do what it said it would do. You put some white towels in there and some of that bleach, honey, they come out a little stingy, dilly dingy. There ain't nobody like our God. Amen. And in that moment, praise our God. Jesus was God in his purest form. That was the purest form. Wow. By him. That's what Peter said. Lord, if you wish, let us make here three tabernacles. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Hallelujah! It was a sincere sentiment, but it was sincerely wrong. Woo! Amen. And while he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And suddenly, a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear him. God said, I'm well pleased with my son. Hear him. The word beloved implies uniqueness. There is no one else like Jesus. Look, y'all, not Moses, not Elijah, not Peter, not Zoroaster. I don't know who he was. Not Booty. Muhammad. No one in heaven on earth. Praise God. Three shrimp would have made Moses and Elijah equal with Christ. And God would have none of that.
only one shrimp should be Bill. Because only one person on the mountain deserved to be worshipped. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were greatly afraid. The one who hung the stars in space. And that Pharaoh dead at the bottom of the Red Sea stood among them. The sight of him took their breath away. I could imagine it did. Removing every trace of arrogance and caused them to finish up face down on the ground. Praise our God. And I want to ask y'all a question. How long has it been since you felt such reverence for God? Hallelujah. Some don't stop. They got a little dab, and they said a little dab will do. But a little dab won't do. You got to continue on. If you want to keep your joy, your peace, your happiness, you got to stay in Christ Jesus. Let him stay in you. And then you can mount up with wings like an eagle. You can fly with the Lord. How many of you ever get sighted? And you right in the house right by yourself. Have any of you experienced that?
That's right. Huh? That's right.
Right there by yourself. Then out of a while, you get to thinking on the goodness of the Lord and what he has done for us. Some of us go speaking in tongues. Some of us take off and get to running. Some of us pat our heads. Some of us stand right there and stomp our feet. But when you ain't been acquainted with our God, won't nothing excite you but what you're doing for yourself. But if you get acquainted with our God, things are beginning to happen for you. You get out of the lowest and you'll come up to the highest. You'll get out to the guttermost and you'll come up to the uttermost. I dare you to take the Lord and your personal Savior. See, won't he make a way out of no way? See, won't he heal your sick body? See, won't he heal your sick minds? We got some people that got mind problems. But our God is a healer. He's a deliverer. He's a way maker. He's a door opener. He whatever you will have him to be. There he is. No God like our God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And you see people setting up gods everywhere. But them something they made. Huh? They set up. I'm to my anywhere. And I ain't telling nobody. I ain't telling nobody not go to the doctor. I'm not saying it. But they set up gods on this earth. I'm telling you the truth now. And they rather believe they'll go to the doctor. They'll believe everything the doctor say. Huh? But when God tell them something, when they seek God and God give them an answer, they don't want to believe it. But you don't need to get a second opinion of man when God has already given
giving you the answer. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a God they set up before God. And they're going to that God before they go to the true and living God. Hallelujah. Now, don't get me wrong, y'all. Go, you better go to a car. They might put somebody in jail. Oh, you know something. If you don't go. You see what I'm saying? You know how the world's set up now. They say something wrong with you. You know what I'm talking about. If you don't go. Ain't that right? So go ahead. It's up. I ain't talking about you need a mother. But I'm just saying. I'm just saying how they believe God. I'm not telling nobody not to do it. I'm talking about how they believe God. See, that's another God that they put in front of God, who is the true and living God. And there ain't no God like our God. That's all I'm trying to say. Yeah, if you want to go, go check yourself out. See what's wrong with this. All right. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying how people put up gods. And they believe them God that was made by hand, a man, for they will believe God. Hallelujah! But God is God. And besides him, there is no other. Hey! Hallelujah! You don't come to us, pastors, like we're God. Because we ain't no God. God is God. And we're his children. And you don't go and bow down to me. I don't bow down to you. But I bow down to the true and the living God. And God will. He will come to your rescue. I'm not saying that. Cause my baby here got in a bad accident. Had commotion. Had no motion. And went up on the 18-wheeler. And you know, by law, you need to go. Yeah, you need to go. And go get yourself. And see, that's what I'm just telling y'all. I ain't talking about the doctors. But I'm just saying, there ain't no other God besides our God. And even y'all, just this now, even when we go to the doctor, sometimes we had to sit there 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 days, come and look at you. And that lets you know right then that it ain't in their hands.
That's right.
Cause they're here with their hands. Amen. We'll be dead.
Yes,
but God, there ain't no other.
Amen.
Like our God.
Amen.
Look to him.
Yes.
While you on the way to the hospital, look to him. Yes. He is the author and the finisher. Of our faith, he is God. It ain't no other like him. Can't nobody save you like our God. Can't nobody heal you like our
God.
Hallelujah. I already know I'm finished. There ain't no other God like our God. Now, on tonight, we just do as the word asked us to do. Anybody need to be saved? Anybody want to be saved? Anybody want to be sanctified? Anybody want to be filled with the Holy Ghost? I asked it. I put it out there. And what we do, we ain't God. You see what I'm saying? But we pray the prayer of faith because God has called us and chosen us and anointed us to do the work. Hallelujah. But nowadays, seem like don't nobody need
running over. Well, if that's so, why is so much stuff going on now? Can't he hardly leave out? The enemy's in an uproar. Hallelujah! But we got a God that we can call on.
Yes.
And he'll help us. Huh? When we ain't got nobody else around. Huh? God will help us. Hallelujah. So if don't nobody need no prayer, don't nobody need nothing, praise God, we'll go sit down. Praise our God for you, my brother. Thank you, Jesus. So what I'm going to do is a touch and agree and anoint with all of that's all right. With Pastor, it's all right? Okay. Amen. And that's what we're going to do. Like I said, I'm not God, but I'm doing what God say do. Amen. Praise our God. And I believe God, Sister Donna has been singing that song, but I'm expecting great things. And I'm telling you, y'all, I want you to revive if that pass away. And the Lord got a hold of me. Hallelujah. There's something great in my life. Hallelujah. And I'm determined for the rest of my life to give God all I got. Huh? All I'm about now is doing the will of God. Well, I've been like that a long time, but it got worse. Amen. But as long as I live here, I want to do God's will. I want somebody to be delivered. Hallelujah. You can be delivered. God, we don't have no other God like our God.
Thank you, Lord. You can be
delivered. Amen. Praise our God. Brother, open the orphan. Come help me out. We're just going to know and we're going to believe God. We ain't got to pray. We ain't got to say a whole long prayer. I'm talking about we're just testing agree. Whatever the situation is. And we're going to believe and we're going to expect our God to move. Because he said so. Amen. And if he didn't say so, I would be telling you. And if you're going to be doing, I won't be up here trying to the work for the Lord. But this is the job that he has given us.
Amen.
Amen. And we should do our job.
Amen.
Amen. And believe God. And watch God. We don't know what nobody going through with. And ain't got to know. But the Lord knows everything.
Everything.
Amen. And I know one thing. He'll come to your rescue. I know that for a surety. Amen. And we're going to pray, y'all. And it ain't going to take us long.
Yes.
We're going to believe God.
Yes.
Amen. We're going to believe God.
Yes.
Yes.
Prepare for you.
vessel that was torn apart. He held it in his arms, and then he gave it to his only son. His name is Jesus.
Jesus.
He can fix whatever is broken. Yeah.
Jesus.
Tell you I gave him my heart.
Whatever it is,
he is wrong. He's willing and he's able.
Come back and tell a friend. Go back and tell a friend that God lives. Bless your heart. Put your hands together for the woman of God. Praise God. Praise God. We do thank you for once again. May we all stand. We thank you for reviving. I needed a revival. I need some things that I needed to shake up in this body. Some stuff I need to let go in this body. And some things that I choose to walk with the Lord. I'm in love. And that's how I can explain it tonight, that I'm in love with the Lord. His son, Jesus. Ain't it good? You know, I'm talking about, you know, God come right now. You ain't expecting it. Oh, I'm going home and I'm going to eat or something. God come right now. Whew. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Right now. Are you ready? Now we finna close up. Are you ready? Sure enough ready. Father, take us home. Keep us. Watch over us. The road mercy. The peace of God. We thank you, Lord. As we prepare for tomorrow, bring us here, Lord. Give us an overflow. Have your will in our life. In Jesus' name. Go in peace and sin no more. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, hallelujah. Praise God.